And then I got a confirmation of it today when I was out with you guys talking. And you were telling me that people still can't stand us. Now, I don't need that to confirm what God is doing, but I knew God was doing something. I knew that something was happening. I knew that He was doing things in our lives. I knew that He was ready to do stuff. I knew that. And when the devil's scared like that, it's getting closer. So that means there's some stuff that are coming to an end. And hell is shaken. And the kingdom is ready to break out. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Risen upon you. It's for you. It doesn't matter if there's 4 or 40,000 people hearing the truth. The truth is the truth. And if we respond to the truth, we'll reap what God has intended for that truth. Anybody here need to reap something from God? You know? Anybody here need to respond right into the rest of God? We do. The body of Christ needs to. All over the world. On Sunday, I think there's 24 different tracts of people getting up and praying. I think that's what there was. I gotta count them. But Shiloh hit a beat for each person that was praying. And each person that prayed. I want to tell you something. We reached around the world from Highmore, South Dakota. And God's doing something, and because of that, it makes the devil nervous. And it stirs him up. Just like the guys came from Iconium to stone Paul. The devil sent messengers to stone you. Isn't that good news? Isn't it nice to know that you're a target? If you ain't a target, you don't need a shield about you. Isn't that right? Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. If we aren't heading for anything, there's no arrows coming at us. If there's no arrows coming at us, we're doing nothing. And when we're doing nothing, the devil is so happy. He's so glad if he can just render us nothing. I mean, everything is so good, we don't need to pray. Everything is so good, we don't need, you know, we're not sick, we don't need healing. We're not this, we're not that. Man, we need to keep praying. We need to keep praying and building ourselves up in the Holy Ghost. Just for the fun of it. Fun! Fun, 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 fun. The gospel is fun. God is fun. Christians don't need to struggle. In life, there's struggles, but we got the one that takes the struggles away. That's why he says, cast your cares on me. I'll just cast it on me. Just throw it over here, Roger. I can handle it. Just take it. I'm so lazy, I like him to take him before I have to cast him. If I can just duck them and they get to him, that's good, isn't it? You know? I don't have a perfect, but some things are easier for me than others. I don't like to struggle. I've said that for years. I do not like to struggle. I'm not good at struggling. I'd rather just forget it than struggle. I never have accomplished anything struggling. I've accomplished things praying. I've accomplished things trusting. I've accomplished things casting. And I know when I feel good and I know when I don't feel good. And when I don't feel good, I know where to go. And when I do feel good, I know where to go. And if we learn that, then the enemy can't win. When we continue in the faith, he can't win. When we're in faith, the only thing that's really tribulated is Him. Because what can He do when you know better? What can He do when you're like Jesus and Jesus says, not a bad try, but you know it's written. Wow. Yeah, you're reasonably clever. I'm weak. I'm hallucinating from lack of food, but it's written. Why in the world should I jump off of this to please you? I don't need to jump off of a high place to please you. Why should I take the measly little world you offer me when the kingdom of God is mine? Oh, how Satan hates Jesus. Christ is in you. That's your hope of glory. You know, God loves you just as much as he loves Jesus. And Satan hates you just as much as he hates Jesus. Isn't that good news? You don't want Satan liking you. That wouldn't be good news. Isn't it dangerous to talk like this? No. No, it's not. Well, what if he comes after you and causes you trouble for saying this? Then he'll leave you alone? God loves you. And if you'll respond to his love, if you'll just respond, if you'll just let nothing distract you from your call, whether it be people trying to exalt you, the world trying to lure you, the devil trying to kill you. One thing, a trap that we can get into, and we have to be really careful about, and that is the trap that says, well, you know, because the Bible says that, you know, you don't want to laugh at somebody else's misery, okay? Because you don't want to be shouting joyfully early in the morning. I've never figured that out. I'm an early morning shouter. People in my house need to just line up. I'm awake and ready to go. But the trap that we can get into is thinking that somehow or another we're helping somebody if we're sympathizing with their situation. And we can bear one another's burdens, but we don't want to help pile it on. We want to be always leading them up. Not coming down. But you see, the enemy says, well, that wouldn't be very caring. That wouldn't be very feeling. You need to say, oh, you poor thing. And, you know. Tonight out at the nursing home, we were talking, I said, you know, the Bible says for a fact that a merry heart is like a medicine. Medical science has now come to understand that laughter is good for people. You know? So I said, if you're in the hospital, you don't feel good, you don't need anybody coming and saying, oh, you poor thing. No, you need somebody to say, stand up. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, let's exalt his name together. Need somebody to make you laugh. I don't feel like laughing. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my soul. When you get all done with your soul, call me, I'll come see you. Because I'm not going to be good company. I'm not going to help you to get down. You shouldn't be people that will help people to get down either. You should be people that are bringing people up. The Apostle Paul came to them and encouraged them to continue in faith. Get your act together. Maybe he came upon those people and they were all going, man, after what they did to you, we're just going to go into hiding. And the Apostle Paul said, don't you do that. We got something good going here. Man, go out and tell them you saw a guy God raised from the dead. Now get busy. Remember, when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, they wanted to kill Lazarus too. Think they can kill that? You can't kill the evidence of Jesus Christ. Jesus doesn't work that way. So we need to be people that not only are we